Discussion with Ajahn Suchin in Bangkok at the Foundation, February 2006. Recorded by Jonathan, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. First week, 4th of February. Discussion with Nina, Sarah, Suchin, Ivan and Jonathan.
Morning. We talked about the four conditions to attain enlightenment, to meet the right person, to listen to the Dhamma, yoniso manasikara, to have right attention to what you hear, and then to practice in accordance with Dhamma. And we went first for a long time on who is the right person, that you have to find out for yourself. The one who is calm, really calm. But we cannot say that of a worldling, really of an Aryan. But who is then the right friend? You have to find out whether that person explains it in the right way to understand your own life. I was stressing that point very much. But I think that if it is not natural, if you don't know your own life, if you don't know, understand the cittas, it's useless. But when you listen and you have more understanding, even a little more, you can find out. And then you have to apply or yoniso manasikara to consider it in the right way. If you only listen and you don't consider it, the listening doesn't have much sense. So you have to consider Dhamma and to practice in the right way. But when you practice in the right way, you must not forget the first three. You have to keep these in mind. And you have to understand that everything is Dhamma. Otherwise, it is you yourself who is applying the mind or is yoniso manasikara. That was the main thing.
Considering when we talk about meeting the right person, doesn't it really refer to having access to the Dharma, the understanding of the Aryans, that's rather than any person or being? Yeah. Because people always think about, oh, who is the right person? Mm-hmm. But really we're talking about meeting the Dharma, meeting the understanding mm-hmm. of the Aryans. Surely the purpose is to become detached from the people or the individuals, but just to appreciate the Dharma.
To be detached from. When we come to the person who has right understanding, it's not just for the sake of listening to what that person speaks, but also to develop one's own understanding. This is the point. To have what they have. To have what that person has. The right understanding of realities. Otherwise, it's useless just to listen to the other's understanding.
To just meet the person mm-hmm. who has a lot of understanding, just to listen, but that is not meeting the right person.
The right purpose, too.
So we can refer to the person, but this does not mean that necessarily that there will be attachment. It can be seeing the value of the Dhamma. Mm-hmm. Spoken by that person.
Mm-hmm. Just for the sake of developing understanding better.
Isn't that in the last three though? We meet the right person who's saying the right thing, mm-hmm. but then it's in the last three that we have to, the way to apply it to understand it.
The wise attention with right understanding. This is the most important thing because there can never be the fourth one without the third one and the first two.
Often when we discuss about Kalyanamitta or the good friend, or you refer to being a good friend, showing friendliness, helping others, and yet we read many suttas or Dhammapada verses about meeting a wise and prudent friend or the person who can be considered as a good friend. So can one say that it refers to both meanings, to the sense of showing friendliness and being a good friend to others and finding the person who is a good friend to us?
Can one be a good friend without panya?
No. So one has to have listened and heard, and so both aspects are important.
And the most important thing is panya, because just being a good friend, to be kind, that's not enough. To be helpful is not enough.
So when we refer to meeting a good friend, we are actually referring to the panya, which is, in that case, we do see the value of panya. So even when we act towards others, that becomes the priority, is being the good friend to others, right?
Not just wanting to meet good friend, but one is a good friend to the others too.
I noticed that, for example, I have good reflection when I'm listening to you on the radio. Sometimes I'm not listening to what you say at all. Yeah. But because your voice reminds me of Dhamma.
So you think of your own.
Yes, I just keep on thinking on my own. So, yeah, conditions.
It's like that.
When I listen to the radio program, it's like you. Yeah. The voice, and then I think of my own Dhamma.
Well, in many suttas, the Buddha talked about hearing and the importance of hearing Dhamma. And in some occasions, like in this one, he mentioned also meeting the right person, because without meeting the right person, there cannot be hearing of the Dhamma. I think what Sarah's trying to say is the emphasis is not on who is the person.
Well, we talked also about effort, that it is not necessary to put extra effort, because virya cetasika is already accompanying the citta. And if you do, it is lobha which is practicing, and then you go wrong all the way.
And even at that time when you listen to the radio and you think of your own Dhamma, if even you try to listen, it cannot be like that at all, because there must be conditions for, so the best thing is understanding realities at that moment as just uncontrollable. Otherwise, the self is trying again, to try very hard to listen again.
This morning I was wondering, seeing and hearing a visible object is so very difficult, and if we go on trying, we go the wrong way. So I just leave it and I ask Acham, when I'm lazy, and how to handle this. And she said, well, we are listening to Dhamma, that is not lazy. And we should understand that what is difficult, we cannot make easy. Like a baby, you cannot make the baby suddenly an adult. This was a simile to illustrate it. She said, Sankara Kanda has to be accumulated. That means all the wholesome qualities have to accumulate on and on.
So it needs patience.
Yeah, again, the perfection of Kanti. Like I heard in the radio last
in the mental factor
night.
Of virya. Yeah. Patience is the mental factor of virya.
When we read or listen on our own, it's different from discussions where somebody will correct our misunderstandings. In that case, it seems that there is someone there who's acting as an external condition to help us. Would that be a case of Kalyanamitra?
Yes, but you say that the other part of Tipitaka and commentary tell us more, like another friend too. It depends on our sincerity of understanding reality in order to really understand it, not just listen and follow and think that we have understood already. Not enough. We have to find out to really understand that. For example, everything which is real is Dhamma. It seems very easy. Everything now which is real is Dhamma. that is not enough. So you read more, consider more. And by this way, there are three kinds of Vinaya. Samma Samputo, Buddha Vinaya. Only Buddha can help that person because he knew the accumulation of such person. And Savaka Vinaya and Dhamma Vinaya.
I should explain Vinaya, to be led, those persons to be led to enlightenment. This is a Pali word, you know. Vinaya.
So Dhamma is also Dhamma Vinaya too. When someone like a teacher can mistaken some word, but the one who has Dhamma as teacher knows that that is not right.
I'm just reminded of the sutta about the monk who had read all the Tipitaka and commentaries in Abhidhamma and was teaching others who became enlightened. I think it's Gotila, and how he didn't attain any insight until he eventually listened to the seven-year-old Samanera who taught him, and the Samanera gave the simile of the anthill and the lizard and blocking the five holes so that only one hole remains in order to catch the lizard. And this is referring to the blocking of the sense doors so that only the mind door remains. And he was able to listen and then become enlightened. Can you explain why there is a reference to the blocking of the sense doors?
I think that now we are trying to understand the other's accumulation, the Bodhila's accumulation. But actually, no matter who, if there is not enough understanding of realities right now, as not self, it's impossible to try to block or to hinder this door or that doorway. So it's just particular person.
I see.
Yeah. And do we really know his mind at that moment without understanding realities as no self? It's impossible just to know just one doorway.
Yeah, he couldn't have become an arahat without knowing all doorways.
I know. It doesn't make much sense to me. Was he developing samatha?
It doesn't matter at all what he had done before. But without the precise and sharp and keen and clear understanding of reality, there is no way to become detached gradually, even from visible object right now, see. Nothing can be ignored in order to become enlightened, because there must be doubt, not sure.
They think maybe it's good enough to concentrate only on one doorway. And that's why they take such examples as doing certain things, like practicing or limiting the sense contacts.
Who knows? The limited reality, just one thing. Self, I, still there. Anyone can say anything, but if one is very sincere to the development of understanding, one would know. Thinking about the accumulation of a person in eons and eons, many, many lives ago. How come Akusala so quick, so much, so deep, so coarse, so fine in a day? How come? See? And how can these be completely eradicated, never arise again? See? So it depends on panya, not depend on just sila to suppress or to samadhi, or without panya, right understanding, it's impossible to have no akusala at all, no meaning of becoming enlightened at all, because there's no understanding of the development of panya.
Could one say that the Samanera knew that for him what he needed to be reminded of at that moment was the mind door, just like that?
It's like when Buddha taught one bhikkhu, you know, about the cloth or just being aware of citta, only nama, only citta, see. But it does mean that he taught that monk not to understand any other reality at all.
Just the emphasis at that moment, because he understood.
If someone says something like that to you, what are you going to do? Just block the other doorways.
I think, like, if, for example, you said to me, really reflect on nama now or on dosa or something, it's just a condition to reflect on it, but you would never say, oh, block the other sense doors.
How can there be detachment or gradual detachment from whatever appears now as something, like we used to think to be this or that person or things?
But it has nothing at all to the development of samatha or jhanas.
There are many ways, because people are different. If someone has developed samatha and hasn't developed satipatthana at all, how can there be the detachment from moment of samatha as not self? I think that we shouldn't mind or follow such words, because it depends on the understanding, which is the only reality that can become detached from clinging. No way to become detached from clinging without understanding clearly.
Right. Remind of detachment from clinging to the mind or whatever is or the object of clinging.
Or if that person has right understanding of the development of panya and the detachment from clinging, even that person has heard about this, for him it's the development of all realities which appear through all doorways with one's own understanding.
You could possibly say that when there's understanding of a moment or the characteristic of a moment, in a sense, there is blocking of the others. It's not that you have blocked it, but it is, in a sense, blocked.
Jhanvi at a time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or was it always given by the Buddha or anyone else?
Right or wrong understanding?
I mean, with right understanding.
How can there be understanding of just a reality without understanding of other realities? For example, can there be the understanding of seeing as not self without developing understanding of reality which now is seeing?
In cases like this, being given instructions or being advised to watch the mind or given a cloth to rub or concentrating on the breath as a means of understanding reality, was anyone making the decision himself that I will concentrate on the breath to understand?
Then what?
That's it.
No understanding?
So in every case, it's the Buddha, either the Buddha knowing the accumulations and then giving the particular object of meditation.
All right. If you know that person enough, that that person has become enlightened and he knows the right path, whatever he says is right. It depends on your understanding which interpret what he said. Even he said just one doorway, you know that at the moment.
Foreignness is another one, and meditation of foreignness is misinterpreted. People think they have to do that first. But when there is right understanding, he can say that.
Whatever appears in Tipitaka and the commentary, it depends on one's understanding. If one does not understand, one develops wrongly the wrong path. But when there is understanding, no matter what is said, you know the meaning of it.
But the Buddha's daily routine, you read also that he gave the kamatana, the meditation subject, to different monks who came to ask him for a subject. So we have to see that in the same way.
Because that person understood what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Not just one doorway, but one at a time, or includes everything, one at a time.
Our friend Phil thinks you very much for all your talks, and he finds it so helpful to listen. And he asked, would you say some more about how there can be sati after seeing? That would help him.
It's not the matter of how at all.